So let's review. Tan Rabbanan, Echad Anaitea, Echad Amavrich, Vechad Amarkiv, Er Shvias Shleishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Also Leishana, if one plants or bends a tree branch in the ground to take root, or grafts a tree 30 days or more before Rosh Hashanah, these 30 days are considered an entire year as relates to counting the 3 years of Arlo. Umutu Lekayman B'Shvias, and if this takes place Erev Shemitah, they are as well not considered produce of Shemitah, as they were planted with ample time before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and need not be uprooted on Shemitah, as is the halacha for produce which was planted in, or within 30 days before the Shemitah year. Pachais Mishleishim Yom Lefein Rosh Hashanah, Loyos Loshanah, Va'os Lekayman B'Shvias. If, however, they were planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, this period does not count for the first year of Arla, and in Shemitah year, this produce must be uprooted. The Brisa continues, Uperis Netiyah Zu, Asurin Atu B'Shvat. Although the Mishnah teaches that Echad B'Tishrei is the cutoff date for Netiyah, for counting years of Arla, nevertheless, fruits of these trees that bud in the fourth year between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat are considered Arla and forbidden to be eaten. Similarly, the fruits of these trees that bud in the fifth year between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat are considered Neter Revai and must be brought to Yerushalayim to be eaten. The reason for this is that they are now considered trees and thus take on the halacha of Tes Vav B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Leilan. Tu B'Shvat is the cutoff date for trees. This is derived from the Pesukim, which teach the laws of Arla. Sholosh Shanim Yir Lachem Areilim Lo Yechol, Uveshana Arviyas, Yir Kol Piryoi, Kodesh Yilulim Lashem, Uveshana Chamishas, Toichles Piryoi. From the extra letter Vav in the word Uveshana, we learn, Pa'amim Shabirviyas, Vadayin Asur Mishum Arla, Upam Shabachamishas, Vadayin Asur Mishum Rivai. Sometimes we add part of the fourth year to the prohibition of the 3 years of Arla, and sometimes we add part of the fifth year to the special laws of the fourth year of Revai. The Gemara now addresses the Brice's ruling. Pachis Mishleishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Loyal Sleishana. Less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is not considered a year regarding Arla. Lema de Likre Meir. Shall we say that this Brice is in disagreement with Reb Meir who holds Yemechad Bashana Chashav Shana? As we've learned in the Brice in the name of Reb Meir, regarding the relative ages of Karbanas, that an eagle is up to 1 year, Ben Bakr is 2 years old, and a par is 3 years old. And your mayor says that it is considered 3 years old at Ben Esrim Rabbah Chaydish V'Yemechad, 24 months and 1 day, because Yemechad B'Shana, Chashav Shana. 1 day into a year is already considered a year. Whereas Rabbi Lazar holds that Ben Esrim V'Arbah Chaydish V'Lama Yem, only at 24 months and 1 month is it considered a par, because he holds Chaydish Echad B'Shana, Chashav Shana. Only 1 month into a year is considered a year. Therefore, our brisa, which requires 30 days regarding Arla, would be following the opinion of Rebbe Lazar and not of Rebbe Meir, according to whom 1 day would be sufficient to be considered the first year. Now, Rashi points out that this machlokes of 30 days or 1 day would also apply to Tosef Shvi'is, the period of time we add to the Shemitah year before Rosh Hashanah, as our brisa compares Shvi'is to Arla. Therefore, the Gemara cites a Mishnah Masechta Shvi'is that teaches, and this period of Tosefes Shvi'is begins only after Klita, or as Rashi refers to it, Nishreshes Ba'aretz, the planting has taken root in the ground. And the Mishnah presents a three-way machlokes as to the length of time of Klita. Tanakama Shleishim Yoyim, 30 days. Rabbi Yehuda Shleishim, 3 days. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Shtei Shabbosis, 2 weeks. Therefore, according to Rabbi Lazar, we need the 30 days of Chodesh Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana in addition to the days of Klita, for a total of 60, 33, 44 days, respectively. Therefore, our original brisa, which requires only 30 days, cannot be following Rebbe Lazar. However, it can be following Rebbe Meir, who holds Yemechad B'Shana Chashav Shana, according to the Tanakama, who requires 30 days for Klita, because Yom Lamed Ulikan Ulikan. The 30th day is reckoned for both ways. It is the 30th day of Klita and the 1 day of Tosef Shvi'is. As part of this discussion, the Gemara entertained the possibility that Rebbe Meir is only makel in accepting 1 day, b'sayv shana, at the end of the count as impar, but is machmer requiring 30 days, b'tchila shana, at the beginning of the count as an arla. However, the Gemara rejects this reasoning because it is contradicted by the halachas of Nida, where we find that sayv hayayim oilala b'tchilasa, we are makel at the beginning of this period, to consider the latter part of the day as a full day, based on Miktsasayim Kikule. But Ein Tchilasayim Oil Labasaifa, we are machmer at the end of the period and requiring the full day and tefillah immersion can only be done at night. Rav Yechanan next explains that both Rav Meir, who holds Yemechad Bashana Chashav Shana, and Rav Elazar, who holds Shloishim Yem Bashana Chashav Shana, derive it from the same source. The passing of Parshas Noach states, V'hi ba'achas v'sheish meir shana berishin be'echel ha'chaydish, charvo ha'mayim ala art. On the first day of the first month of the 601st year, the waters of the Mabul dried up. Rav Meir shows from this pasuk that one day into the 601st year is sufficient for it to be called the 601st year. Whereas Rav Eliezer points out that if so, the pasuk should have written the more common Sheish Meis V'Achas Shana, 601 years. Since it is written Achas V'Sheish Meis Shana, it means to say that this was at the beginning of the 601st year. Rabbi Eliezer uses this very pasuk as a source for his view that 30 days is considered a year, since it states Berishon Be'echel HaChodesh, and since Yemechad BaChodesh Chashav Chodesh, one day into a month is considered a month, so too Shloshim Yom Bashana Chashuv Shana, 30 days or 1 month into a year is considered a year, because B'Chodesh Lebnuyev V'Shana Lebnuyeha, each according to its units. As Rashi explains, a month is counted by days, as the pasuk says Ad Chodesh Yamim, and thus the one day, which is the unit of measurement for the month, counts as an entire month. So to a year, which is counted by its months, as the pasuk says, L'chadshei Hashana, its unit of measurement, which is a month, is the requisite amount of time necessary to be considered a full year, according to Rabbi Yezer.